This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Have you been waiting for a great deal on a new Chevy car or truck? Now's the time at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. They need to sell 20 more new vehicles by the end of June, so they'll be giving the best deals of the year. Stock number C371 Silverado Extended Cab with savings of $9,000. $2,000 off Chevy Equinox V6 models. Prices good through June 30th on in-stock vehicles at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, your Chevy truck store since 1946. Chevy runs deep.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. 10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. July wheat trading at 6.49, down a half. September wheat trading at 6.60 and three quarter, down a quarter. July corn now trading at 6.12 and a half, unchanged. September corn trading at 5.62 and three quarter, down four and three quarter. July soybeans 14.46. That's up 12 and a quarter. August beans, 14.34 and a quarter. That is up 13. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat closed at 6.49 and a half, up 19 and a quarter. September wheat closed at 6.69, up 20 and a half. December wheat closed at 6.93 and a half, up 21. July corn yesterday closed at 6.12 and a half, up 13. September corn closed at 567 and a half, up 30 and a half. December corn closed at 563 and a half, up 29 and a half. July soybeans yesterday, 1433 and three quarter, up 49 and a half. August beans closed at 1421 and a quarter, up 51. September beans, 1398, up 47 and a half. July soybean meal yesterday, 427.90 for July, up a buck and a half. August meal, 422.70, up 130. September meal, 415.10, up 90 cents. July soybean oil yesterday, 50.44, up 168. August oil closed at 50.63, up 170. September oil, 50.82, up 172. July oats yesterday closed at 324.5, up 8.5. September oats 306.75, up 7.75. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois winter grain prices ended sharply higher on Tuesday afternoon. The hot, dry, extended weather forecast helped to boost grain values. From the USDA's weekly crop progress report, the Illinois corn crop dropped 4% from 1 week ago by placing 56% in the good to excellent range. The Illinois soybean crop fell 3% from the prior week, placing 50% in the good to excellent category. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 13 cents stronger at 643 to 661. Soybeans were up 45 to 50 cents at 1422 to 1437. And wheat prices gained 18 to 20 cents at 6.25 to 647. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 9 to 13 cents at 641 to 662. Soybeans gained 47 to 48 cents, ranging from 1423 to 1443. And wheat prices up 16 to 25 cents at 643 to 665. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills report those corn bids up 8 to 13 cents at 644 to 648. Soybeans advanced 43 to 50 cents at 1431 to 1437. And wheat prices gained 19 to 20 cents at 629 to 650. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 8 cents higher at 642 to 650. Soybeans gained 48 to 52 cents at 1448 to 1450. And the soft red winter wheat gained 13 to 19 cents at 641 to 648. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 7 cents stronger at 657 to 662. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 45 cents with quotations at 1458 to 1465. Soft red winter wheat gained 16 cents on Tuesday, ranging from 660 to 661. And the Milo ended 7 cents higher, ranging from 577 to 578. That is our Country Grain Report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs closed at 95.10, down 35. August hogs, 92.77, down 45. October hogs, 82.05, up a dime. June cattle yesterday closed at 116.70, down a half dollar. August cattle, 117.50, down 47. October cattle, 121.50, down 45. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 153.60, down 252. September feeders, 155.20, down 255. October feeders, 156.45, that was down 2.25. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, June 19th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, the Atlantic hogs, barrows, and gilts closed 48 cents higher with a carcass-based price range of 87 to 104, weighted average 95.90. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 10,900. Illinois Direct Brown Gilt trade was $2 higher from 63 to 68, while Illinois Direct Slaughter sows were mostly steady to a dollar higher. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds traded from 43 to 46. 450 to 550 pounds, 45 to 50. Over 550 pounds at 48 to 51. Today's estimated receipts, 925, and Monday's actual, 600. Pork carcass cutout, 97.41. That is up $3.08. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs today, 390,000. Last week, 392,000. A year ago, 407,000. Week to date, 781,000. Cattle for today and last week, both 127,000. A year ago, 131,000. Week to date, 254,000. Box beef cutout values were firm on light to moderate demand and light offerings. Total movement today, 135 fab loads with 57 trim. Choice, 197.94, up 45 cents. Select at 181.03, and that is up 43 cents. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 414. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading $1 to $1.50 lower, with Holstein steers steady to 50 cents lower in a light test. Steers, choice 2s to 3s, 119.5 to 123. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 110.5 to 114. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 119 to 123.5. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 1,152 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa traded mostly 50 cents higher, grass hay 50 to 75 cents lower, and wheat straw $1.25 higher. Alfalfa premium quality small squares traded from 6.25 to 6.75, good quality at 3.75 to 5.25, with large squares 3x3s at 72.5, 2x3s at 47.5 to 50. Alfalfa, Orchard Grass Mix, premium quality small squares at 6 1/4. Orchard Grass, good quality small squares, $4 with mixed grass, good quality small squares at $2.75 to $3.75. Large rounds, 5x6s, 37.5, and 4x5s at 32.5. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, 3 1/4. Large squares, 3x3s at 22. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 305 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay sold 50 to 75 cents lower. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa Orchard Grass Mix, good quality, $3.50 to $4. Mixed grass, good quality, $2.50 to $2.85. Wheat straw, good quality, at $1.30. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 154.5, up 2 1/4. For block cheese, 161 1/4, down 1/4. For barrel cheese, 157 1/4, unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday, $15.64. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $6.44. For July, $5.80. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.44. For July, $5.72. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $14.25. For July, $14.04. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.24. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield and Scottville, $6.44. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.25. Wheat at Scottville, $6.24. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures in the low 90s and light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower. The high in the upper 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday: clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the low 70s. High temperatures in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 73 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
The 2012 Macoupin County Fair, Monday through Saturday, July 16th through 21st at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville. Don't miss all the entertainment and family fun that the fair offers. The Junior Livestock Auction and Mud Drags on Thursday. Tractor and Truck Pulls Friday. The Big Demolition Derby on Saturday and much more. Free Wi-Fi provided courtesy of Royale Communications. The 2012 Macoupin County Fair takes over the fairgrounds in Carlinville, July 16th through 21st. Come back home to Macoupin County. www.macoupincountyfair.org.
And first of all, in our farm news this morning, the 2012 Montgomery County Fair begins today at the fairgrounds in Butler. The Open Sheep Show will begin at 8 o'clock. The Goat Show today at 1. The opening ceremonies for the fair will be this evening at 7 on the stage. And then the future Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen introductions and the Queen Contest will be held. In other farm news, the Illinois Soybean Association, through its membership fund, has started a new legislative action center. Voice for Soy will help producers keep track of pending legislation in both Springfield and Washington affecting the soybean industry. We talked to Illinois Soybean Association board member Dean Campbell of Coulterville, and he explains.
It's a new website that we've developed and sponsor. Just to give people a better method of tracking the issues that are in the legislatures, whether it be state or national, and giving them a simple way to respond to those with actions that will help out the entire industry.
Now, if someone sends a message to your Voice for Soy, where does it go?
Actually, if you log on and you register with the site, and then as issues become immediate, they're tracked along, but as they become immediate, there will be calls put out. For example, there was one put out yesterday on the funding to MAP, Market Assistance Program, which is, food aid, that type of thing. There's proposed a cut in that budget. So this call went out. They draft up letters that are editable if you want, and then you go on and you just simply click, I want to send the letter to the appropriate people. And that one is a Senate bill, so it goes to both the state senators. You click send, and it's sent an email from you to your state senators.
This sounds like a real quick and easy way for producers to get in touch with their legislators.
That's its entire drive, and we'll be tracking state issues similarly, and you can go on your profile, you put in your address, and if you can, put in your 9-digit zip code, and that will get you into your appropriate state and national legislative districts. It knows who your representatives are, and wherever it needs to go, it sends the email to them.
And that was Illinois Soybean Association board member Dean Campbell of Coulterville. For more information, go to ilsoy.org/voiceforsoy. Our guests on the AM Live program Monday morning were Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council and dairy farmer Boyd Schaufelberger, who farms just north of Greenville. He described how important cleanliness is on his farm.
We realize we're making a food product that people are going to consume, so it needs to start out clean in order to finish up to be a wholesome product on the person's table.
Now, one thing also, your hands never touch the milk, do they?
That's right. In fact, we go so far as to wear a glove when we milk, because it's easier to keep that glove clean than it is our skin, our fingertips. And in preparation for the cow to be milked, we do dip the teat with a disinfectant ahead of time, and that has about 30 seconds in order to disinfect the teat. We wipe that off. We also check to make sure the milk is good by hand milking the cow a little bit, and then we attach the unit. So we don't touch the milk, and also there's no exposure to air from the milk either.
That unit you mentioned, how many of those do you have?
We have 12 milkers in our milking parlor. We have two sides that the cow's actually elevated about 3 feet higher than where we stand, so we don't have to bend over, which is a very, very good thing. And each side where the cows come in, on that elevated platform, there's 6 cows. Each cow has a milker unit there so that her milk goes directly into a pipeline and then is pumped into the tank where it's cooled immediately.
And how big a tank do you have?
We really have a pretty old tank. It's over 30 years old, but it's 1,000 gallon, and we typically will produce between 800 and 900 gallons per day. So we have our milk picked up every day. Some farms only get picked up every 2 days, but the size of our tank and the size of our herd indicates we have to have our milk picked up every day.
Now, you have to clean out that tank, correct? Can you describe that procedure?
Yes. The milk hauler comes with a tanker truck, and he hooks a hose up to it, pumps the milk out. And then we have an automatic system. He will rinse with a hose the milk out first, but then there's an automatic washing system, which rinses, and then also a very high-temperature detergent that goes through. It's rinsed again, and then an acid rinse, which takes any kind of soap residue that's in there out of the tank. And then before we begin milking the next time, we run a chlorine sanitizing solution in there just 30 minutes ahead of milking time. The same procedure is done with our milking units as well. But it is an automated process, but we have to oversee to make sure that it's done correctly.
And your tank and your milking units, are they cleaned after every time you use them?
That's correct. It has to be. With milk being a product that really can get things dirty in a hurry, bacteria can grow. We have to be diligent in doing that. And then on the other side of it is our milk goes to Prairie Farms, which is a good market for our milk. But each week we have a sample taken from one of our loads of milk that indicates what that bacteria level is. And it's very minimal. And then on top of that, when it gets to the plant, the milk is pasteurized, which eliminates any bacteria that would have escaped our milking procedure.
And I imagine Prairie Farms is pretty quick to let you know if those levels of bacteria in your milk are past a certain level.
That's right. And with the age of the internet and computers, they actually have our information downloaded onto an email type of setup. It's actually going to their website. We can pull up our own farm's information, and we can monitor that daily to see what the quality of our milk is, and that lets us be proactive in trying to eliminate any problems that may arise.
Now, can the Prairie Farms also, with that information, help you pinpoint exactly where the problem is, should one arise?
That's true, and then they also have a field staff that can come out on farm, and we usually kind of joke with them that it's not a good thing when we see them, because typically the only time they're there is if there is a problem, and that's very seldom. And on the other hand, Prairie Farms has been proactive in that they reward the higher quality milk with a financial incentive. So by industry standards, the Prairie Farms quality of milk as a whole company has been much higher than the industry average.
Now, they're good quality, but what, can you define that term? I mean, what are they really looking for in their milk? I've heard like a butterfat content is what they're after.
Well, it's for quality, we will look at bacteria levels, and just they can determine the health of the cow by examining the milk, and they can tell you how healthy your cows are. So that's what we really reward as far as quality. Now, the butterfat content is basically, we do get an extra premium for higher butterfat, but what the consumer actually consumes in their household or buys at the store is a pretty much a standard product for whole milk or 1% or 2% or skim milk. They're all standard products as far as butterfat goes.
And that was area dairy producer Boyd Schaufelberger, one of our guests on the AM Live program Monday morning. In other farm news, the Illinois Farm Bureau is hosting their 2012 Commodities Conference on July 25th. Mike Doherty, senior economist for the Illinois Farm Bureau, indicates this year's event is entitled Agriculture, the Biggest Winner. He says the conference features a wide variety of topics in general and breakout sessions.
That trade show is for nonprofit organizations, so the commodity associations and state agencies. So it's a great place to come and connect with, oftentimes with a director or a representative of your favorite state agencies, and be able to talk to them immediately about policy and things that are going on there.
The 2012 Illinois Farm Bureau Commodity Conference, once again, July 25th at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Bloomington Normal. For more information, you can go to www.ilfb.org or visit your local county farm bureau office. The United States pork exports to Korea are down substantially this year due to some unusual circumstances. Joe Sheely reports from the United States Meat Export Federation.
Through April, U.S. pork exports to South Korea were down substantially compared to last year. But USMEF economist Aaron Borer explains that unusual circumstances were in place in 2011 and that this year's pork exports to Korea are actually performing quite well.
U.S. exports to Korea were around 67,000 metric tons through April, and that was down about 30% from last year. But if we look at the previous record year in 2008, our volume this year was still up 38%. So exports this year will be by far the second best ever. And on a value basis, exports were around $190 million this year, which is down about 20% from last year's record levels, but nearly double the value of exports in 2008, which was, again, our previous high before last year. So a few things to give context to the numbers. The U.S. is still the largest single supplier with about a third of the market, followed by Canada with about 14% market share. The U.S. and Canada are the largest suppliers of chilled pork, and Korea's chilled imports from the U.S. were actually up about 4.6% the first 4 months of the year, with the U.S. having about 39% market share.
Boer adds that despite the numbers being down from last year, people should not underestimate the significant benefits the U.S. pork industry will derive from the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement.
The FTA was implemented mid-March, so we've only had about a month and a half of reported statistics. We also are, of course, comparing to last year, where Korea had several duty-free quotas allocated because of their FMD crisis and shortage of pork. It's also important to remember that Europe has a free trade agreement with Korea implemented last summer, but our deal is better than Europe's and our duties are phased out faster. And Canada does not have an agreement, and they are definitely and increasingly at a disadvantage.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
The Illinois Farm Bureau plans to send 18 farmers to Cuba later this month as part of a long-standing campaign to lobby for the normalization of trade with the island nation. Vermilion County farmer Kevin Green is one of those. He said the group plans to meet with members of Cuba's Agricultural Import Agency, port authorities, and other officials. The trip will be held June 28th through July 2nd. The American Farm Bureau Federation state-level organizations have regularly sent groups of farmers to Cuba for years as part of the group's lobbying to end the 50-year-old trade embargo against Cuba. Farmers see the country as a great potential market for rice, chicken, and a range of other crops and livestock. The 1,000-page farm bill being debated in the Senate is somewhat of a misnomer. Four of every $5 in it, roughly $80 billion a year, goes for grocery bills for one of every seven Americans through food stamps. Republicans say Congress could cut the cost $2 billion a year by closing a pair of loopholes that some states use to award benefits to people who otherwise might not qualify. The EPA recently proposed no changes to its standards for coarse particulate matter, which includes dust commonly generated by typical farming practices and driving on unpaved rural roads. Much like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation is pleased with the proposal but has concerns that the final rule on the agency's national ambient air quality standards will look different when published in December. Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says America's food producers need stability and certainty regarding government regulations, which is why the group supports the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act. The legislation would exempt agriculture from EPA regulations and has been approved by the House. It has not been brought up for consideration in the Senate. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, July wheat now trading at 6.46¾, down 3. September wheat now trading at 6.66¼, down 2¾. July corn now trading at 6.12¼, down 0.25. September corn trading at 5.62¼, down 5¼. July beans now trading at 14.45¾, up 12. August beans trading at 14.33½, that's up 12¼. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. And this afternoon on the Farm Show, we'll be coming to you from the Montgomery County Fair. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hickory Grove Family Farms, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.